CLIL 6, History. Exercise 1, page 86.
The Spice Routes. Before the 15th century, spices such as cloves, nutmeg, cinnamon, and cardamom had arrived in Europe. But nobody knew exactly where they came from. Up until then, European traders bought spices along the Silk Road, an overland trade route that connected Europe with Asia. And the Arab merchants who sold them kept their origin a secret. For this reason, spices were mysterious and expensive. People used them to flavor food, make medicines, and conduct religious ceremonies. In 1453, though, the Ottomans ended the Byzantine Empire. Now Europeans could not travel freely along the Silk Road and needed to find different ways to get spices. This was the start of the Age of Discovery, when Europeans tried to travel by sea to the places where spices were grown, such as India and Indonesia. Vasco da Gama of Portugal discovered the first spice route when he traveled around the southern coast of Africa and reached India in 1498. From then on, European nations, including Portugal, Spain, and the Netherlands, used this route and tried to control the spice trade in the east. Christopher Columbus tried to reach India by traveling west, too. In fact, when he discovered America in 1492, he was disappointed that he hadn't found a new spice route. By the end of the 18th century, people had started growing spices in other areas of the world. So spices became easier to get and less expensive. But the spice trade changed the world forever. New lands were discovered, and people came into contact with different cultures for the first time, all because of spices.